Welcome to Webkinz, the exciting online experience where your plush pet comes to life.
I'm logging on to webkinz.com using the secret code on a tag attached to a little stuffed dog I just bought for about $13. Once I've officially registered my dog on the website, I have to keep a virtual version of it happy and healthy and well-fed. To do that, I play virtual games and do virtual chores to earn virtual money to buy virtual food, virtual exercise, and of course, virtual stuff. Now it's telling me I have to name the dog. This being NPR, I think I'll call it Newshound. I learned about this brave new world where the virtual meets the imaginary meets the stuffed from my own children, but it turns out we are late to the Webkinz fad. No less than Newt Gingrich is in the know, at least according to this video blog called Bearing Drift.
We're looking at Webkinz, which is a site that little kids can go on. Our attorney for one of our firms has a four-year-old daughter who navigates Webkinz at four.
And even right here at NPR, I ran into Mara Liasson. She had her six-year-old daughter, Mia, with her. And Mia was logging into Webkinz to take care of her animals. She actually has two of them.
Their names are Sarah and Samantha. Sarah is a cat and Samantha is a unicorn. And I love my Webkinz.
So you buy the animal and it's got a little code on the tag? Is that how
yes.
it works?
I forgot my secret codes and they're secret anyway.
Oh. So we've got Newt Gingrich, secret codes, and stuffed unicorns. Clearly, the Webkinz phenomenon bears further investigation. So I went to Kids Closet Toy Store here in Washington, and I found some Webkinz shoppers and store owner Sandy and Lewis Tipograph.
We're doing very nicely with them. We're getting very interesting customers from pretty much all over the world. I had yesterday a person from Paris, the day before that somebody from London.
Do you think it's a good toy?
I think it's a great toy, yes. I have one myself. And
Which one do you have?
I have the pink pony. It's right here. It's what do you think?
It's adorable.
I have like a dog and
a hippo
and
platypus.
Yeah.
Although she has.
I have a Google. They're Googles.
What's a Google?
It's like a platypus type thing.
What's its name?
I named it Eglantine.
That's a fabulous name. Of the ones that you guys don't have, are there ones you have your eye on? Things you'd like to add to your collection?
I think I want a frog.
I think I want a polar bear and a rabbit.
I am Sandy Tipograph.
And what do you think of Webkinz as a toy?
There were some things I really liked about it. It teaches basic elements of word processing, this click and drag, and I think it teaches kids how to use the computer and not be afraid of it, and really using real elements. There were some elements I didn't care for. I watched, you go into a site and you buy furniture for the Webkinz room, and it was exactly like any online buying site. You know, you add it to your cart and it holds it and you have a wish list and it's just like any site that you've been on. And I had my doubts about kids learning so early. So it's got its pluses, it's got its minuses.
Sandy Tipograph's ambivalence is not shared by 6-year-old Mia. Mia plays a game called Hungry Hog to earn some virtual money, which is called Kin's Cash. What are you going to spend your Kin's Cash on?
I'm going to get on to $2,000 and I'm going to buy a canopy bed. Oh, not $2,000, I mean $900.
But frankly, with the amount of time and effort it takes to win $900 in Kin's Cash, let alone $2,000 in Kin's Cash, it is very likely my poor little dog Newshound is going to wither away. It's actually too soon to predict whether the Webkinz fad will suffer the same fate. Oh, so you're almost done with this level if you get that ice cream cone. Oh, good work.
I told you I'm really good at this game.